the 19th century Jewish existence in Russia brought about drastic changes in Jewish life. And many of those changes have, the effects at least of those changes are still here today. One of the most drastic changes was for the first time in hundreds of years, if perhaps 7-8 centuries, a direct confrontation with traditional Judaism. And this had naturally its antecedents in Germany with the rise of the Reform movement that I have discussed with you. As the Reform movement came east to Poland and Russia, it took on a different form, because the Reform movement as it was in Germany could not be transplanted to a country that was autocratic, openly anti-Semitic, and it could not be transmitted to a country where the Jews felt that there was little reason to assimilate, when the country itself had not adopted any of the Western ideals of enlightenment. So the basic reasons for reform which existed in Germany did not exist in Eastern Europe. What did exist in Eastern Europe was, as I mentioned to you before, a great deal of animosity to the religious establishment because of their inability to fairly deal with the terrible decrees of the Tsar. And also what existed in Eastern Europe was a longing for acceptance into a society where Jews would be economically and socially viable. And therefore, this was the main motif that the Haskalah, the Enlightenment, tried to bring to Eastern European Jewry. The Haskalah came in various forms, and I'm going to discuss many of them with you tonight. And the Haskalah had differing goals, depending upon which group and which individual we will speak about. But the general common denominator was to attempt to free Eastern European Jewry from what they viewed as the shackles of an ancient tradition that somehow had outlived its time, and to infuse it with a new vitality that would make it acceptable to their non-Jewish neighbors, or at least acceptable to the Russian government. And the Haskalah was based upon the fact that the anti-Semitism in Russia then was religious anti-Semitism. I have discussed with you before that there was in the 19th century there were two types of anti-Semitism. The old religious anti-Semitism, which to a certain extent we can say was on the decline. The anti-Semitism of the Middle Ages, the anti-Semitism of being Christ killers, the anti-Semitism of blood libels. But even though these things still existed in the 1800s, in the Enlightened era, when a great deal of Christianity did not believe in Christianity, when the new ideas of the Western world were anathema to the church and to the old traditions, so the anti-Semitism of religion was muted. But a far more virulent form took its place, and that was the anti-Semitism of race. Again, I've mentioned it to you many times, Lord Rothschild's pithy statement that